This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
In this episode, we talk about bragging, why we do it, and how to make it a beneficial practice instead of a superficial activity. Get ready to figure out what your strengths are because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Today's song is No Rest for the Wicked by E-Double. It's actually a remix, and I've featured E-Double before in a previous episode, and honestly, I can't get enough of his music. He has such a laid-back but aggressive style that just grabs you from the moment you start listening. Check out his music, and let's get into the show. But I'm about to clear my mantle. I need that plaque for reset. You need that chance to place bets, huh? You missed your chance to get fresh, bruh. You still got time to get left, bruh. I'm in the whip, I'm a stitch. Grab a chick, grab a 40 and a Dutch, and an angel with some tits, huh? Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and we all feel a little weird when we need to talk about ourselves. It feels like we're bragging. Who are we to talk about the things we've done? It wasn't even a big deal, and this other person probably doesn't care anyway, right? But unfortunately, the ability to self-promote and to make it clear what our value is one of the best skills we can have to move our careers and relationships forward. Other people can't know what we've accomplished unless we tell them. They can't see how interesting and unique and intelligent and confident we are unless we show them. And if they can't see these things in us, they'll naturally be more attracted to the person that they can see it in. And yes, that holds true for careers, romantic relationships, and platonic relationships as well. But here's a weird truth. We like talking about ourselves. It feels weird in the context of society because it's been made to feel that way. But as individuals, as humans, as people who do really cool things, we relish in the thought of being able to share that with the world. This is why the smartest way to network and connect with others is to shut up and listen, to let them have the space to brag and gloat and feel the sense of importance that they aren't allowed to feel in everyday life. But this isn't just a theory. In an article for the Wall Street Journal, Robert Lee Hotz writes about a study that was done to find out why we like to brag. Quote, "In several tests, they offered the volunteers money if they chose to answer questions about other people, such as President Obama, rather than about themselves, paying out on a sliding scale of up to 4 cents. Questions involved casual matters such as whether someone enjoyed snowboarding or liked mushrooms on a pizza. Other queries involved personality traits such as intelligence, curiosity, or aggression. Despite the financial incentive, people often preferred to talk about themselves and willingly gave up between 17% and 25% of their potential earnings so they could reveal personal information." End quote. Now, of course, there are many factors that could have skewed these results. This is the case with basically any scientific study, and it's the reason that experiments are often repeated in order to verify outcomes. However, the outcome of this particular study shows that people do in fact prioritize the ability to speak about themselves more than even the financial benefits of speaking about other people. So, if we want to brag, but society makes us feel uncomfortable for doing it, what we need to do is change our personal relationships to bragging and self-promotion. And to do that, we need to identify why we should even embrace self-promotion and bragging. Why is it a good thing? After the break, I'll dive into some of the articles I found on this very topic, and I'll talk about why bragging and self-promotion is such an important part of our lives. Stick with us. I be tipping they scales, 55th time that I didn't go for pre-sales. And even when I prevail, I be on that retail, sinking with that evil. Listen to the seashell, it don't say shit. Support for this episode comes from Sticky Quotes. Sticky Quotes is an awesome company that produces sticky notes with pre-printed inspirational quotes on them. Quotes like, "I am strong because I know my weakness." Now, as you guys know, I'm a big fan of inspiration, and these sticky notes are a great little reminder throughout the day. To get 20% off your entire order of your own pack of sticky quotes, head over to mytinyleaps.com/sticky right now and use the coupon code TINY at checkout. That's mytinyleaps.com/sticky and use the coupon code TINY. In an article titled "How You Can Benefit by Bragging," Nancy F. Clark writes, and I quote, "You need to self-promote, even if you're not interviewing for a job. As you meet people, they're going to form split-second impressions of you. If you're a woman, that may tend toward the sister, wife, mother, girlfriend, low-level employee, or helper images. Remember this and craft something in the beginning of a conversation that sets them in the right direction," end quote. In other words, self-promotion and bragging to an extent allows you to set the tone of what others think about you. As I said earlier, if people cannot see you for your accomplishments and value, they'll likely ignore you and look to the person who does hold a clear value to them. It's a sales pitch, and you are selling yourself. By being self-promotional, you make it very clear what you can bring to the table, which will undoubtedly lead to greater outcomes as people start to think of you when the need for your skill set arises. In another article published on womenssuccesscoaching.com entitled "You Gotta Crow, The Benefits of Bragging," the author writes, "Sometimes we bury the positives so well, it's difficult to uncover them. The consequence is that we become disconnected to our positive qualities and more connected to what we consider to be our weaknesses. Just ask any woman to talk about her weaknesses and see how long she can discuss the topic versus her difficulty acknowledging her accomplishments," end quote. Now, this holds true for both men and women, but due to societal standards in the US, it definitely is more prevalent amongst young women who have been told since childhood that they shouldn't talk about themselves or celebrate their talents, that anything good that happened was a result of the collaborative effort or luck rather than of the skill of that individual girl. Now, this is definitely an issue that needs to be discussed, but it's an entirely different podcast, so I won't dive into it here. What I want you to take away from this quote, whether you're a man, a woman, or any other gender, is that allowing yourself to promote yourself, letting yourself talk about the things you have done and the successes you have had, creates a clear connection between who you are and the good things that you have done. This leads to greater self-confidence, which in itself has a whole host of extremely valuable benefits. To sum it all up, this world is run on people. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is our relationships with each other. What others think of you is important, and it should be considered. It's your job, though, to set that tone and allow them to think the best of you. Self-promotion or bragging or whatever you want to call it has a negative undertone simply because it's been branded that way. But really, it serves as a tool to help realize your value, which can lead to amazing new possibilities. So how about you? Do you have an issue with self-promotion? Do you struggle with acknowledging the good things that you have done? Reach out to me on Twitter with the hashtag MyTinyLeaps and let's chat. I feel a little silly even saying this because there's literally only one day left, but throughout February, I'm making myself available to you for 1 hour every single weekday. This means that you and I can hop on a Skype chat, Google Hangout, or phone call and talk about anything and everything that matters to you. Now, I've already done quite a few of these calls, and the results have been amazing on my end. I can't tell you how cool it is to talk to a real-life person that listens to the show and wants to improve their life. And on each of these calls so far, I've tried to do my best to help you guys identify what your tiniest step is to move forward. So hopefully that's been helpful to those of you who've taken me up on it. But like I said, there's literally one day left, and there's only 4 spots on that day. So if you're on the fence, I suggest you get it done right now. To sign up for one of these calls, go to tinyleapschat.com, and it'll take you to my personal calendar. This page will let you choose a date and time that works for you, and we'll hop on a call. That's it for episode 40. I'm super pumped that we made it to 40, by the way. If you'd like to sign up to receive an email each week with a short roundup of episodes and resources from that week, All you have to do is text the word TINY to 38470 right now, and you'll get enrolled. My company, Parachute Digital, is producing a new show that is a spinoff to the Tiny Leaps podcast. It's called Tiny Hacks TV, and it's a 15-second show on Instagram that focuses on the practicalities behind everything we talk about here on the show. We've got a new episode going live today, so to check that out, head over to Instagram and do a search for What is Parachute to give us a follow. With that said, thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show so far, the greatest compliment you could pay it is leaving a rating and review on iTunes, as well as subscribing to get future episodes. Here is a great review by a listener named Jeremy Slate. Quote, Greg's content is not only inspirational, but also is totally applicable to optimize your life. End quote. I super appreciate that, Jeremy. I do try to make these episodes as value-packed as possible. So the fact that you've taken notice is extremely humbling to me. If you'd like to have your review read on the show, you've got to leave one. So go ahead and do it so that I can have the pleasure of reading your name and your review on the air. And on a quick note before we close out the show, I'd like to give a shout out to the U.S. Armed Forces and especially those currently stationed abroad. I recently received a message from somebody's servant saying that they listened to the show. And honestly, I don't think I really realized how far this thing has spread until now. So to the person who reached out to me, you're amazing. You are fantastic. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for your kind message. It really, really is a humbling thing to know that you're taking time to listen to me. That's kind of weird, to be honest. And to those of you who are serving who haven't reached out, you're also amazing. And I want to take a moment to say thank you to you for what you're doing and the sacrifices that you've made. Everyone else, civilian or otherwise, honestly, I just can't say thank you enough. The success of this show so far has been staggering. It's been an absolute mind-blowing experience for me. And the messages like the one I received recently, it really cements just how important this process is and how important this message of tiny leaps is. So thank you all for taking the time to listen every day. Thank you for choosing to spend your early morning hours or your midday hours with me. And I hope that you stick around and continue to show up because like I said back in episode 0, if you keep showing up, I'll keep showing up. And until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day. Every day.
Life is a handful, and I ain't gonna clear no samples, but I'm about to clear my mantle. I need that plaque for reset. You need that chance to place bets, huh? You missed your chance to get fresh.